It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Having a little fun down here at 13th and Central. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this November 12th, 2022. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Teeing off with my man, Oscar Garner III, and a big congrats as he passed it. What's the name of the financial test that you passed, which I'm very extremely proud of?
Certified Financial Planner Exam. For anybody who doesn't know, that's kind of like the bar equivalent for private wealth management. So that's the top tier exam. Passed it on Monday. I just got my life back. The gamer is back in the game.
All right, Oscar Garner III, congratulations, and I know how hard you worked. Well, we're going to work at giving you some entertainment, a lot of fun today. Of course, each and every Saturday, we're down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We're just a driver away from Tropicana Field, if you haven't been down here. Kind of quiet right now, but every Saturday, this place down here just gets crazy. You live next door, you see the zaniness that is 13th and Central. Well, Central in general these days. So come on down. It's a lot of fun. It's a college game day. Our next show at noon is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And we'll be in college football, jam-packed as far as games today, all the watch parties. And then on this side of things, though, we're going to talk to our man, Gary Sermons. And, of course, the big G, Gary Sermons, is the reigning champ of the Ferg's annual open. And
is that the event that I crossed paths with him?
Did he remember crossing paths with him?
I'm not sure he did. I'll wait till he gets on to give him a little brass.
Those are the spoils of victory. You get to come down to Ferg's. You're already absolutely not certain what planet you're on.
I'm like, who is this? Who is this drunk old man stumbling up to the stage to get his gifts?
our man.
I'm like, is that
our producer, Gary Sermons? And Gary will make the turn down at Mainlands Golf Course, just south of here. It's their 51st anniversary tournament, and Gary will give us a little humor, and we won't hammer him too much on his celebratory time down here.
Just a light razzle.
I saw him on Saturday. You know what? He's a tough dude. Hair of the dog right away on Saturday. He's a little younger than me. The triathlon guy.
Insane.
Can hammer down the cocktails.
He's just fireballing it up when he was here.
He is my hero. We got on the line right now. We'll bring him in just a conversation in just a second as soon as we get the leaderboards. We're going to talk to Major Ed about 11:30. John Rieger is on the line. He's going to join us. Why don't you dive into the PGA Championship from Houston and, of course, the Pelican. Just about 25 minutes north of here in Bel Air, Florida. And we'll talk a lot about that with John Rieger. And then, being the old man, I'll talk Charles Schwab Championship Leaderboard.
Oh.
And don't butcher any of these names.
I'm starting with the PGA. This is the easy stuff. We're at the Houston Open. 8.4 million big ones on the line for the boys this weekend. Memorial Park Golf Course. You know what it is. Tony Finau right now with a strong lead.
Tony Finau yesterday.
Phenom.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been ripping it up this year, so love Tony.
Tied the course record yesterday, 62.
13 under right now, 14 ahead. I mean, 4 ahead of the second place, tied for second place right now. Patrick Rogers and Alex Noren?
That's correct. That's Alex Noren. He was in the lead day one. And
is this Swede? I don't know my flags.
Okay. Come on, man. You're just a financial guy.
I'm a finance guy. I'm not a geography guy.
He's Norway.
Norway. Yeah, they're all the same cluster up there, yeah.
Nice generalization.
Right, yeah.
Nice word. I got a lot of Scandinavian people that are close friends that would be appalled at that.
The Scandies?
You don't even say, yeah, he's Asian. That really pisses them off.
That does.
I got friends from Cambodia and the Thais. You don't do that either.
No, I don't.
So get political.
I've been there. I got respect for that group.
All right, go.
Tyson Alexander is in fourth place. He's 8 under. We got Trey Mullinex. He's 7 under. That's your top five. Other notables that we have, James Hahn. He's also tied for 5th place. He's at 7 under.
James would be happy to know he's a notable. What are you pulling these notables out of?
Well, he was I thought I saw him on the leaderboard at a prior event. I try to give guys.
Well, I'm sure he's been on a leaderboard several times, but he's not a notable.
All right. Well, real notables. Scotty Scheffler.
There you go.
Minus 4 under. Sorry, I got to get that minus thing out. I'm getting back in the rhythm here. Guy. I'm getting my.
Get your wheels underneath you, man.
He's 4 under.
Rieger's going to hammer us in a minute when he gets on. Come on. Get smooth.
Gary Woodland. He's also tied for
K-State
20th. 4 under there. Not too much else going on here, guys. It's pretty spread out.
It's that time of year, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. So now can you handle the LPGA?
I told you about this, guys. I think he gives me these names just so he doesn't have to butcher them. He can just make fun of me.
You got that. Just make sure you get one very important
name. I get your girl up top, Nelly Korda at 9 under, tied for 1st place with Allison Corpus. All right. Nine under. Okay. Maria Fossey. Is at 8 under.
That's far enough.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, this is sad. Nelly Korda, of course, she's the reigning champ. She won last year in the playoff. She had a blood clot this year, took 3.5 months off. She missed the last two events. She didn't make the cut. And now she's feeling it. That's great. And it's also great for the gallery up there.
4th place in the world ranking right now.
Yeah. And she was in 1st before the clock. Okay. I'll do the champions. Stephen Alker, of course, the money leader right now. He just keeps on grinding, man. And Padraig, he's a 13 under. Padraig Harrington, 1 back. And this is in Phoenix. And this is the Charles Schwab Championship as they wind down the 2022 season. My man. Retief Goosen, or as my board up north used to say, Retief Goosen. I said, no, dude, and it's not Padraig Harrington either. Brian Gay and Miguel Anel Jimenez is in 5th at 9 under. And now it's time to clean up the show, bring in a little wisdom, and he's the great John Rieger, who, thank God, he didn't have a lot of damage up there on Crescent Beach as he battled the hurricane. How are you, my man?
I am doing just fine. Looking forward to another great show today and just another cleanup on aisle 4 here. The gentlemen here on the leaderboard. We need to talk about the Pelicans Women's Championship at the LPGA that's going on right now, just down the road there in Clearwater at the Pelican Golf Club. So this is a major tournament. There's a $2 million purse. If you're in our listening area, you can go ahead and buy a ticket and go. I mean, it's a wonderful event right down the street from the Bellevue Biltmore. And Nelly Korda is our leader. She shot 5 under par yesterday, and she's 9 under for the tournament through 12 today. And I would recommend everybody just go ahead and take a look at the leaderboard. Just go online, Pelican Women's Championship, $2 million purse. Annika has lent her name to it. Annika Sorenstam, who our listeners may know, is he's a World Golf Hall of Fame member, a Florida Sports Hall of Fame golf member. And I was just reading an article the other day about her, and she is the number one brand in all of women's sports. Now, we're not talking just women's golf. We're talking about all of women's sports. She's the number one brand ahead of Serena Williams and several other people out there because she owns and operates her own companies and gets more than just licensing deals out of it. But she's such a wonderful person. Well, she's lent her name to this event and for years to come, just like, you know, for years you have Arnold Palmer that was connected with the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, Jack Nicklaus with the Memorial, Tiger Woods with the LA Open. So now Annika this is going to be her tournament, and it's just going to grow and get better and better. But anyway, Pelicans Women's Championship just right down the road, Pelican Golf Club, be there.
Well, I just talked about Nelly Korda, and of course she had that blood clot earlier in the year, unfortunately, and has now rallied. She missed the last two. She missed the cut the last two. So it's great to see her, especially in front of her her hometown, and looking forward to that.
Well, yeah. So anyway, we're looking forward to Major Ed being on our show today because he's been on there before, and one of the things I'm going to ask him to do is just take it right from the top again, even though he's been on the show before and extensively talked about the Heart of Lion Foundation's relationship with John Daly. Since we are Florida's fastest growing radio show, we need to have him take it from the top, because I know we have a bunch of new listeners out there that like to listen to this. I know there's a Whiskey and Water Invitational coming up November 19th and 20th. And a little different than most tournaments out there, this party is on Saturday night, and then the tournament's on Sunday. Normally, these golf tournaments will do maybe a party after the golf tournament. They're doing one before the tournament and then get the golf out of the way the next day. But Whiskey and Water Invitational, they have a unique website. Website address is jdme1991.org. Well, that's an interesting website. JD for John Daly, ME for Major Ed. 1991 is when John Daly came out of the blue and won the 1991 PGA Championship as being an alternate and getting into the tournament at the last minute. So jdme1991.org, you can go to that website and you can probably still get in the tournament. It might be sold out by now. I think Mike, you were over there the other day, weren't you? What's the status of that?
They have two foursomes left, and two of our friends, actually, Barry Smith got one of them, and then the other I am waiting to hear from. But yeah, he's got two foursomes left.
Well, fantastic! I hear it's like $2,000 a foursome. And talking about Barry Smith, believe it or not, I just got a text from him. He was at Tampa Airport with a direct flight to Cuba. He's playing golf in Cuba, of all places. He's down there getting the homegrown, hand-rolled Cuban cigars, and I didn't even know they had a golf course down in Cuba. I heard of one in the past. I thought maybe the British Embassy had one, but there is a golf course in Cuba, and they have tourists that go play it, and Barry's going to be lighting one up and having a good time, and he's probably playing golf today.
That's where Barry's at right now, playing golf in Cuba?
The one and only. There are opportunities to travel to Cuba. I know that throughout the years there's been a tightening of restrictions, a loosening of restrictions, but there is a way to go to Cuba. In a future show, we'll talk to one of those tour operators that puts that together. It's somebody related to Zach Luttrell, who's our Florida Sports Hall of Fame executive director. He's got ties to this where they have a tour group, and they sell out all the time to go down there. You know, it's based under a cultural and educational opportunity, so I guess Barry's going to learn a little bit more about the local rum and cigars as his educational opportunity.
Hey, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get Gary Sermons on, and we'll keep you on the line, and then Major Ed at the bottom of the hour. How's that sound, brother?
Hey, sounds good. While Bill was reporting in, he might be a little lagging behind on RadioSt.Pete.com, and all he hears is music, so during this break, check that out a little bit, see what we can do. He's our most loyal listener out there.
I know that. They're working on that up there, and they did a couple of updates. And why don't you also tell him to go to Tantalk Radio 1340.com. He can pick us up as well. I know that's rocking and rolling.
Fantastic. All right, I'll tell Wild Bill that right now.
All right, man. We'll talk to you in a bit.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Tampa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner's with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Tampa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Tampa Bay, barbwithtampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Tampa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, right here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack, sitting across from the celebrity caddy, the Michigan State Spartan shill. And of course, they went down on the last night, the Air Force, the what do you call it?
The aircraft.
Aircraft carrier game.
Yes.
Against Gonzaga.
The Armed Forces Invitation was the official name.
Thank you very much. When you talk basketball, you're so intelligent and things are fluid off the tip of your tongue. And we're trying, we're efforting your friend, Gary Sermons, our unofficial producer, who's on Malin's for their 51st anniversary event. And I think my man might be into beverages already.
I wouldn't blame him.
You wouldn't blame him? It's not even noon yet, man.
Hey, if we didn't do this, guess where I would be?
You'd be celebrating.
I'd be started already.
Yeah, and I told you, I will fund that because I'm so damn proud of you to bring an IQ to the airwaves. Hey, let's get John back in the conversation. So, my man, now we're going to have Major Ed here in just a minute. Give our audience just a taste of what you went through with that scare with the hurricane.
Well, you know, this is time for Wild Bill's golf and weather update, and I actually did a few reports for him from the beach in the storm, and it wasn't as heavy of a wind event as it was for Ian. But Nicole, Ian's little sister, was very angry with us, and we lost about 20 feet of dunes, but we were very fortunate, more fortunate than the good folks that live down near Daytona, Norman Beach, and Wilbur by the sea. They just got decimated with the tide. It was about 2 or 3 days of constant pounding of the Atlantic Ocean pounding into the East Coast. Even this storm was very, very big. It was about 400 or 500 miles across, so it wasn't a major wind event. And there was a lot of storm surge and flooding and things like that, just like it was with Ian. But this one did a lot of devastation to the coast. I took a little walk on the beach yesterday just to assess the damage. And if you're in the wooden stairway and walkway business from the back of homes and condos to the beach, you're going to be making a lot of money, because I tell you what, just about every walkway and staircase was just decimated. And there's wood everywhere. And they're telling folks right now, stay out of the ocean for a little while and let all the debris settle down and get everything back to normal. So I know this is not a positive Wild Bill's Golf and Weather Channel report, but it was something that golf courses up here in this part of the world, you know, got a little water, a little tree damage, this, that, the other, but nothing out of the ordinary. Didn't close anybody down permanently like hurricanes have in the past here. And I know all even right across the state of Florida on the West Coast, we still had quite a bit of weather influence.
Let's get an update now from Major Ed, as we are just 1 week away from his presence up there at Clearwater Country Club. He's kind enough to take a few moments. And by the way, I did wish you a happy Veterans Day yesterday. But again, my friend, happy belated Veterans Day. You guys deserve a Veterans Month, actually. And it is Veterans Day, Veterans Month. Thanks for taking a little time to talk about next week, where we're going to have a lot of fun up there at Clearwater Country Club. How are you, man?
Hey, my man. How are you? I hope you can hear me okay. Coming in hot from Oklahoma, been in Dallas, Texas with all my Major League Baseball players, and man, had a great Veterans Day, and what a great day to be an American.
It's always a great day to be American in your world, and you're heading north. When will you arrive in the Sunshine State in Clearwater?
Well, I'm coming in hot that Friday, and you know I've got my father lives in Lakeland, Florida, so that's a real cool place there, and we've got a condo there in Clearwater, and so for us it's a really special place, and can't wait to do our golf event with John Daly and represent the foundation and all the great work we're doing to provide mental, physical, and wellness support to our nation's veterans and their families and our first responders and America's children and our elderly, and dealing with any cancer or anything like that, man, we're going to make an impact. We got quite a few teams already ready to go, and can't wait to see you, man. It's going to be freaking top notch.
Well, I don't know about that, but it'll be an honor to meet you. You might be a little disappointed in meeting the dilapidated old man, but we'll have some fun up there. Hey, for our audience that didn't hear you last time, let's talk a little bit about this foundation that was formed with John Daly and Whiskey and Water, and how, you know, the event, and how you got involved with John. Everybody thinks he's just a wild man, but he's got a heart of gold, and he's just a kind human being. Talk a little bit about that, Major Ed, for our audience, would you please?
Yeah. And it was funny because we got together. He had asked me to create a legacy for him. You know, he's coming to the point where it's very, you know, years are coming on, man. And that's how it all works. And one of the greatest things about him is that he came to me and he said, Major Ed, we got to do something about these issues and create a foundation that provides mental, physical, and wellness. And so we fund organizations all across the country, working with the Champions Tour, the PGA, so many different bigger partners as well. And now, you know what, we're coordinating with you guys to make a difference. So to me, it's you know what, it was a marriage made in heaven. And, you know, I got to keep up with John Daly. And, you know, that's a task. But you know what, at the end of the day, we're making a difference and making an impact. And I'm just so glad that I get to be a part of him and his family, known him for about 15 years now. And he's always, always honored me for my service and my sacrifice.
Well, we honor and respect everything you've done as well down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. I'd like to get you down here if you're visiting your pops and you're in Clearwater, you're definitely coming down to Ferg's. We'll have some fun and have some conversation, do some planning for the future. Maybe I can talk John Rieger, who's on the line, into coming down from Crescent Beach, Florida, and we can all have a nice conversation and maybe do a little planning. In fact, I sent you a text yesterday. We're sending you some companion coffee for the event, and that's for rescue dogs, of course, to assist the people that need that type of help as well.
Yeah, it's an excellent time. Go ahead.
Major Ed, this is John Rieger. I wanted to ask you a couple questions here. I know that, you know, we really appreciate you being on, and you know, we're a huge supporter of you and John Daly and the Heart of Lion Foundation. And for our listeners out there, yeah, I know you've been on the show before, but we're the fastest growing radio show in the state of Florida right now. Can you just tell us how this came about with you and John? How did you guys meet up and get together on this? Because there's a lot of new listeners out there. I think they'd really like to hear this.
Yeah, it's a cool story, man. We were sitting in his house there in Arkansas, and I had just gotten a phone call from a friend of mine that he was changing positions, and John, of course, you know, was just a gem, and he said, you know, Ed, why aren't we, you and I, doing something together? And it was one of those things where we were like, well, John, I've got a job. I work for another foundation. I was working with Folds of Honor. And then all of a sudden, he just said, you know, Ed, I don't have much left in my time on this earth, and nor do you. And we're about the same age. He went to the University of Arkansas, I went to the University of Oklahoma. We had some really good ties to just being here in the Midwest, but just, of course, had ties there to Florida as well. And it was one of those things where he said, you know, we got to make a difference, and we've got to make sure that we have a coordinated plan for what we do in our future and how we take care of people and how we support one another. And he said, you know, I've got a vision. And so one of the things that happened, too, is that he was the one that connected me with the Trump administration. And I was honored to be nominated for the Medal of Freedom. And it just all came together. And the thing is, I've known John a long time from those days that throwing golf clubs in the water to, you know, doing some, you know, crazy things and being at some crazy parties and having a great time and all these celebrities that we've done work with. But at the end of the day, you know, what was so impactful is he said, Major Ed, all of that set aside, what really matters is that we take care of people and just people that are going to work every day, trying to be difference makers. And that to me is the inspiration. So we created the Heart of a Lion, and the logo on the heart has the American flag inside the Purple Heart. And then around it is in the middle is John Daly's logo of the lion. And that's how it was created. And you know what? It's the Heart of a Lion or the Heartbeat of America. And that's what we're all about.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, I've got a funny story about John Daly, at least for me personally. I took my oldest son one year to the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And we parked off the Charger 9 there and walked over to the 6th tee. And there's John Daly. And he got up there and he hit his first shot in the water. And this is the first time my son has been to a PGA Tour event. Yeah, I was telling him how good all these players are and how long they hit the ball and how fantastic they all are as golfers. So John hits his first shot in the water. That sixth hole is a big dog leg to the left around a huge water, you know, huge pond there, par five. John hits it again in the water and again in the water and again in the water. So by the end of the day, in fact, the shot he hit on the green hit a rock and bounced out of the water on the green, and I think he two-putted for like a 17. And I asked my son what he thought about it, and he goes, I can do that, Dad. I can play on the tour. But you know what? I tell you what, John Daly, he is one of us. He is one of the guys out there that, you know, we love him to death. He's, you know, he's been through thick and thin. Not everything's been, unicorns and rainbows in his life. But he seems like he is coming through, good for the world, and I'm so glad that he's hooked up with you and the Heart of the Lion Foundation. Hey, you've got this tournament coming up, the Whiskey and Water Invitational at Clearwater Country Club. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we wanted to do an event in Clearwater to support our first responders, and John called me up and said, hey, we're going to make something happen. Of course, John spends quite a few months there in Clearwater when he's off the tour grid, and of course, he's, you know, the tour will start back up here at the beginning of January. And I believe that he'll be going out to Hawaii to do one of those events out there. But, of course, then we do the swing right there in California. But we wanted to do something kind of purposeful. November is a time where right now he's been injured and he had to get some knee surgery work done. So now, of course, we're going to go ahead and play some golf, and we've got Johnny Damon coming. We've got my good friend, Mr. Jensen, who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is giving us some love. We've got some other celebrities coming in. Derek Holland, who played for the Texas Rangers, him and some of his Major League Baseball players are coming in. Of course, you know, it's off season for them, so right now they're all coming down to have a great time, and then we're going to have some other celebrities, some Nashville individuals are going to play some music for us, and I got to keep some of that stuff quiet because it's going to be a great great little event, and these guys are giving their time and their resource to make things happen. So you know what, we're going to be down there at Clearwater Country Club on Saturday and Sunday, and then of course Sunday we're going to play some golf, and we're still looking for some teams, and people can call me at 405-833-9092 and we'll get them signed up and get them connected and have a freaking great time. We got people from all over the country coming to make a difference, and Major Ed's coming in hot to that Clearwater area. So you'll have to come see me and shake my hand, and you know what? Say hoorah.
Hey, we're going to say hoorah, and I'm going to give that number several times slowly, 405-833-9092. That's Major Ed's number. And it's an opportunity to participate in this superb event next weekend up at Clearwater Country Club. And if they want to go online, Major Ed, where do they go to sign up?
They just go to jdme1991.org, our website, go to our events page, and then you'll be able to see what we're doing. So God bless the United States of America, and thank you, man, for spreading the word. And again, that's jdme1991.org. And if somebody wants to just give a donation, they can do that too. It's going to go to first responders to take care of them and their families.
Hey, don't forget to our listeners out there, if you go to that website, I check it all the time to see what the latest news is on it. And I've just discovered there's the Heart of the Lion bag and bourbon raffle. And for $100,
yes,
there's like six or five vintage bottles of bourbon and a signed John Daly Hooters tour bag, which is pretty cool. And I saw where, you have to like February 6th to get involved. But, man, if you're going to have a raffle, this is absolutely perfect. I know what the cause is, but my goodness, it's worth $100 just to have a chance. It's almost as good as playing the Powerball. You know, you have a 1 in 300 million chance to win a Powerball, but you buy that $2 ticket because you want to have some entertainment a couple nights a week of thinking, what would I do with $1 billion? Well, for $100, you have a much better chance. And I know what I'd do with this if I won the prize.
Well, and we're going to throw in a visit with John Daly, too, so stay tuned for that. That'll be a part of the promotion, and I'm letting the cat out the bag, but that's what's going to happen. So thank you all very much for promoting the foundation. JDME1991.org is our website, and 405-833-9092 is where you can find me. And, man, you guys are special. Love the show, and to all the listeners out there, man, keep playing some golf, man. I can't wait to play on my one leg and hit it all over the golf course.
Well, I just want to ask one question. If those openings, are hacks invited, or do you have to have some semblance of a game to play? I'm sure you're going to have a hack or two up there.
Oh, yeah. We want everybody to come out, whoever wants to come out. And, you know, the entry fee is $2,000, but, again, we're trying to make some money for the charitable cause. But you know what? At the end of the day, let's get it done. So God bless America.
Well, one last thing. That $2,000, when you say it like that, sounds like a lot. But for $500 per person, that is one heck of an opportunity, folks. I'm telling you right now.
Yes. So let's do it. All right.
Safe travels there as you are heading through the state of Oklahoma. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Get in here safely on Friday, and we'll come up and see you Saturday for the party. And then, of course, we'll be there Sunday morning for the tournament itself.
All right. Hoorah!
All right. He's Major Ed, and I'll tell you what, he doesn't lack any energy there, John Rieger.
I tell you what, he's the most energetic person I ever met. I got the pleasure of meeting him when he first started getting into this with the Folds of Honor Foundation that was established by probably one of the coolest golf pros in the world. And it was Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who is a fighter pilot and did many missions in Iraq. And he's also a PGA golf professional, and he started the Folds of Honor Foundation, and Major Ed was an integral part in making that all happen. And I'm so glad to see that Major Ed is hooked up with John Daly now and helping him with that. Hey, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about, you know, we have a new sponsor out there. Yeah, I love it every time. You know, we always have a call during the week, and we have a little production meeting. We talk about, you know, what's going on. And it seems like every week in Florida's fastest growing radio show, we have a new sponsor, and it's Sea Dog Brewing Company. And they're all over the country. I mean, they're in Maine and New Hampshire and Florida. They've got all these different locations, and there's one in Treasure Island just down the road. And as I was looking into it, I hadn't had the pleasure to go to one of those yet, but I learned that this is authentic, traditional, English-style brewed beer. And I just can't wait to have one of those, and we really appreciate our sponsors. And if on a daily basis, I always post a today's read, the John Rieger Golf Report, something you can read that's not just your normal stuff. I mean, it's not your normal thing that you read about the PGA Tour or the LPGA or anything like that. It's just human interest stories and different things that you just might not know about the game of golf. You know, the game has evolved into where we're not a male blue tee five handicap country club game anymore. Okay, we are all about everybody. We're very inclusive. We're very diverse. You know, you can wear hoodies to golf courses now. You've got kids playing golf all over the place. You've got the game of golf has really become diversified, and with different outlets out there like Outkick Sports and some of the other Barstool Sports and some of those other groups out there, golf has become a little edgy. It's become a little bit more forward-thinking, a little bit more fun. Well, Sea Dog Brewery is one of those companies that, even though it's an authentic, traditional English-style brewed ale, it is really something when you look at their locations and the fun that you can go have there. And so we really appreciate them being a sponsor. And there's one at Treasure Island just right down the road. from where we broadcast at Ferg's Sports Bar. So for our listeners out there, be sure to go visit Sea Dog Brewing Company, our newest sponsor.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. You and I will continue conversations. We're efforting Gary Sims. I think maybe he might be imbibing a little bit, celebrating still his win at the Ferg's Invitational. And I tell you what, John Rieger, that's one of those events that you'll pay for a couple of days, but it's an absolute blast. And we'll have a little fun with Gary Sermons when we come back. Let's take a break here on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And we will also talk about Sea Dog Brewing, as the owner and partner of the Treasure Island location. We'll be here in just a little bit. We'll be right back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties every game, and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Well, welcome back here on the tee, Florida. And, of course, we are streaming live on Tantalk1340.com and TantalkNetwork.com. And I want to thank Matt and Big Ed for taking care of us today up there in Clearwater, where we'll be next weekend. And John Rieger, we'll be calling. We're going to have the Big O go up there on Saturday and call in a little bit, and they'll have a little fun with that. Let's talk Sea Dog just for a minute, because you did a superb job of breaking down the company. And we're going to have the general manager and partner here in just a little bit in the next show, Charlie Breakiron. And, you know, you mentioned the English Brewing. They actually have pubs in England that purchase beer from them. And here they are, a U.S. company. That kind of blew me away. I found that out yesterday. And they have a superb vodka. Back in my throwing them down days, I love vodka. And their ice pick vodka is going to be one of the mainstays in anything we do down here at Ferg's. It's served. And anything we do out in the on the golf courses and the charities, we're now going to have Ice Pick alongside us. And we're also going to have our friends at Big Storm Brewing. And they have a vodka soda, lemon lime vodka soda. And that's going to be our marquee beverage for all of our listeners out there, hacks and pros, John.
Well, you know, one of the fun things about radio is the fact that it seems like birds of a feather stick together. Now you've got Big Storm Brewery, Ice Tech Vodka, Sea Dog Brewery, all the sponsors of the show, and all working together, all having a good time, all doing great things for the community, and also a great time for had by all. So we really appreciate them being involved. But it is fascinating how with a beer that is a traditional, authentic English-style brew here is exported to the home country. That's really remarkable. That is something
that blows me away.
Hey, I almost forgot my friend John, of course, at Shrimpy's right across the street from Sea Dogs. And actually, I'll tell you what, I've talked to all three of these clients now, because you get a little concerned, you know, whether they'll be unappreciative of the fact that a competitor. Well, John, the owner of Shrimpy's, walked across the street last week to watch the Georgia game against Tennessee, because he's a Bulldog and he's a graduate. He never wanted his employees to see him that excited or that inebriated. So he got a hold of Charlie and took his gang over there. And all three of them, in fact, Sea Dogs bought some product the other day from Big Storm. So I'm very fortunate. All three of them worked. And then we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio. So it all works, my friend.
Yes, it does. In fact, next week we're going to be talking to Bill Stereau, Wild Bill Stereau. And here's why. Because he's got a extreme fishing fashion website, which has got some of the really uniquest fishing apparel with, you talking about hats and shirts and things. They're called Yank and Crank. So this is just a little preview for next week, but we'll try to figure out if we can wrestle him off the golf course for a few minutes to talk about that. Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion. So he just finally got ahead of himself, and he got his website up, and he's got the product out there, and it's unbelievable. And I told him, I said, you know, we need to make sure you and I and the Big O have a free hat coming our way.
All right. Hey, let's back up and talk about Bel Air Country Club. Well, not Country Club, Bel Air Club and all the golf club and all of the things that they're doing. They just did a piece down here. I believe it was on Spectrum 9. And, of course, we've talked about the Annika. We've talked about what's taking place right now, the Pelican Championship up there with the LPGA and this huge purse that they have. And Nelly Korda on top of that leaderboard from Bradenton. But let's talk about December 10th. And it's just astounding that they've got the event of this magnitude with Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, it's Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. And it's a 12 hole event at night. They got to figure out, they got a lot of challenges just broadcasting this thing.
Well, you know, this is fantastic. For our listeners out there, it's the Pelican Golf Club. It's in Bel Air, Florida. And it's just right down the street from the newly renovated Bellevue Biltmore Hotel. And you've got four superstars here playing in this event. And remember during the pandemic, everything was shut down. There was a couple matches out there that were televised. It really did a lot to help the game of golf. I remember the one that was broadcast from the Seminole Golf Club, which was interesting because it's a place that nobody gets to play, like Pine Valley and Augusta National. You just can't go play Seminole Golf Club. So they televised it from there. The viewers, took their mind off the COVID and the lockdowns and the pandemic. But now this is really cool because this is the second time this year that this will be broadcast. The first time it was a duel between NFL quarterbacks, and now you've got four superstars here. And it's interesting how they paired them together. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are together, okay. And then Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. So it seems like, interesting enough, and Rory, number one player in the world right now, it looks like Tiger is the old man. That he needed a boost, so they gave him Rory, while Justin and Jordan are the young guns that are going to pair off together. There's going to be so much trash talking out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And one of the reasons why is I know Justin Thomas is really good friends with Tiger Woods and considers Tiger a mentor in a lot of ways. And in fact, Tiger's son Charlie goes back and forth trash talking with Jordan Spieth, so they have a really good time. But it's going to be for charity. And what they're going to do is, it's a 12-hole match. And so, actually, at most PGA Tour events, if not all of them, believe it or not, they have lighting on the range. portable lighting that's brought in. The reason they do it is PGA Tour rules say that you have to have at least 45 minutes to warm up before your first tee time. So if a tee time is there at the crack of dawn, some of these events, you know, sunrise is at 7 o'clock in the morning and the first tee time is 7:08. They have to get there while it's dark and hit balls. So it's not a really big deal for them to be able to do that. They've done this in Vegas many a time. So they'll be able to do it under the lights. There'll be 12 holes. But the proceeds will support the Hurricane Ian relief efforts, and that's something that's very, very important to us folks in Florida because it was so devastating over there. But also I think they're going to couple in some of the folks that got hit pretty hard, too, by his angry little sister, Nicole. So with that, it's the match. It's going to be televised on TNT. So you'll be able to watch it on TNT. There'll be a lot of publicity there. But what a great thing for everybody in Tampa Bay to be able to go down there and do it. I'm not sure about the ticket information. But next week we'll talk a little bit more about that, how you get tickets just to go watch it and have a good time. But again, the match, Pelican Golf Club, December 10th, it's going to be lighted. It's going to be televised on TNT. And it starts at 6 p.m., so it starts in the dark. So it's a complete nighttime tournament.
John, I don't think that this is going to be open to the public for ticket sales. In fact, I'm sitting right across. Well, look at that. I'm sitting across from my young wingman on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You met him at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, Ben Botham.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben's sitting here, but Ben's a little, you know, he's young. He's a little green. He sends me a text. Hey, can you get us some media passes for this event? I'm like, I think the Golf Channel is going to have a hard time getting golf passes for media passes for this. I mean, think about how that particular neighborhood, there's no parking. They did this at the last minute. I really don't envision. And I think I've watched some of them in Vegas and it didn't seem like there were big galleries either. And you got Tiger Woods coming. I mean, I think it would be absolute chaos. And as I said, the parking, they'd have to shuttle everybody. There's no place to park. I just drove by there the other day on my way to the studio in Clearwater. You know, I don't think there will be tickets, John.
Well, let's take a look at this. So you know about the John Rager Golf Report, you know, my daily post, daily read about interesting news and opinions from the world of golf. Well, our Sea Dog Brewery, thank you to being our new sponsor. I'm standing next to a helicopter. All right, so we've got our On the Tee Florida helicopter. So if you go to at On the Tee Florida or at John Rager Golf, you go to either one of those places on social media, you'll see that helicopter post. So we'll have to convince our helicopter pilot to take us and land us right in the middle of one of the six holes that aren't going to be used for the tournament. We won't have to worry about parking.
Yeah, we'll get our ass thrown in jail. And I'll have to get a hold of my buddy Kenny Knowles to bail me out. And, yeah, that'd just be a superb time. That's a great idea. But we'll both wear On the Tee gear, big old letters, and we'll run around for a little while on those greens. And well, we'll respect the greens. We'll run around on the fairways and get some viral promotion and advertising.
Or maybe we'll just we'll get a little towboat there and we'll stick at one of the ponds and wear a Yanking crank hats and watch them play from the fairway. No one will even notice.
Yeah, nobody will notice it. Ben's going to give us an update on the ticket situation.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's going to be any public sale tickets planned for it. This is according to a couple of the websites online. And so it looks like maybe you got to know somebody to get on there.
Yeah, you got to be a member of this club, which is now turning into very prestigious. They want to turn it into the Augusta, according to John Rieger. And, of course, some of the press conferences I've seen, the owner, I think his name was Dan Jordan. Was that it, John?
Well, you know, the Pelican Golf Club, you know, used to be the, I think, the Bellevue Biltmore Golf Course, they used to call it. And because you have the actual Bel Air Country Club just down the road, which is 36 holes, which in itself is an unbelievable Donald Ross design golf course there. So sometimes both these golf courses get confused. You know, and our good friends Pat and Bill Schreiber, who own Cove K, they used to be the golf pros there at that club years ago before they bought the Cove K. And so the new owners, we can do a little show on this down the road about the new owners and the relationship with Annika and what they've done with this place. But they have done a remarkable job. This place is in mint condition. So they're hosting one of the premier LPGA events right now going on, which you can buy a ticket and go watch, the Pelican Golf Club Women's Invitational. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, a lot of times when you have these major events, yeah, they're not going to sell tickets and have people come in. I can get that, understand.
Well,
that.
It sounds to me,
Mike, that this is like a challenge. I'm going to be challenged to figure out how to get your butt into that tournament so we can, you know, we can have a little coverage here for On the Tee Florida Golf Radio.
I promise I won't wear my jean short cutoffs. I won't wear my high tops, and I'll fit in if there's a way, and God's green earth, that you can slide me into that. I'd be forever indebted. And
you might have to bus a few tables or carry some stuff around. We can at least get you in there in under the banquet operations mode, and then you can go AWOL right in the middle of dinner service.
Hey, I've got great references from Mark Ferguson. I am a superb bus boy, and actually, you know, I got that background from St. Pete Country Club, and of course Dunedin Country Club. I've got some kart jockey background. Maybe I could sneak in somehow that way.
Well, that's what makes our show so special. I remember watching a show on the Food Network, Man Versus Food, Adam Richman. And he said at the beginning of the show, he's done just about every job you can possibly do in the restaurant business. Well, welcome to the golf business, Mike. I can tell you that to do anything in the golf business, you have to have 7 jobs if you're going to be successful. And you have to do all the jobs, whether it's running carts or bussing tables or whatever you're doing, selling sweaters in the golf shop or even vacuuming the rugs in the front lobby. You got to do it all. And if you can do it all, you're going to do very well in the golf business, but it might be your ticket to sneak into the match on December 10th at Pelican Golf Club.
All right, my friend. Well, we got to wind things down. Of course, I'll be watching with bated breath. I just love, it's the last event of the year. I love watching the Charles Schwab Championship. That track, the Phoenix Country Club, that's kind of in a neighborhood, and that's kind of a tight little track itself.
I have played the Phoenix Country Club. It's right in the heart of the city. It's a beautiful old golf course there. They used to have the Phoenix Open there. There's no way you can have the Phoenix Open there now because they get 500,000 people go to it during the week. So, but that's where the Phoenix Country Club used to be held. I believe Arnold Palmer won that tournament several times there, Johnny Miller, a lot of others. But, yeah, it's one of those places. It's hard to get on, but not as hard to get on probably as Augusta National, that's for sure.
All right, my friend. We'll have a great weekend. I'll talk to you midweek. And as always, I appreciate your contributions. They make this show, my man.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to talking to you next week. Don't forget to read the John Rager Golf Report every day at John Rager Golf or at On the Tee Florida.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for Major Ed, the Invisible Gary Sermons, Oscar Garner III, John Rager, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection show next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.